Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore Podcast. This is Ali Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore Podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Hey, Ali, thanks so much for your time today.
Hi, Christine. It's good to be with you. I have to say, it was a struggle getting set up for this recording. I just came from work. I'm on my lunch break right now trying to fit this in. And there was some traffic to get over here, and I'm glad I made it. Time management is tough.
Yeah, but you have become like a time ninja. You have like so many things on your plate that I feel like you are really good at keeping it all together.
Thank you. That's very kind. But I think that's how it looks on the outside and not necessarily on the inside. I know I drop a lot of balls. I also try to juggle too much. And at the same time, I've learned a lot to try to reduce the frictions in my life to be able to take on a lot. But it's a ever-evolving process for sure.
I feel like busy people are the most productive.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you can also be busy and just spinning your wheels, but yeah. You know, you wanted to talk about time management today. So what a great topic. And I'm glad you asked me to record this with you.
Yeah, no, this is going to be fun because we want to give our listeners a couple tips and tricks to be better time ninjas. And so I recently heard something that was really powerful for me called time billionaires. And so young people have all this time on their hands, right? Because they have such a long life ahead of them. They literally have billions of seconds to live their life. And so a billion seconds is about 31 years. And so, you know, we've already lived a billion years and we have our billion seconds and we have a couple more billion to live. And so we really want to like make sure that we're maximizing our time here and utilizing it to the best of our ability. So that's kind of what we want to talk about.
Yeah, I never heard that concept before, but I like it. It's kind of like, is the glass half full or is it half empty? And I guess with your analogy, it's really way over half full, spilling out of the cup. You got a lot of time on your hands. But it's about how you fill it up and how you manage it. And there are five areas that I want to talk about. So the first one would be about setting clear goals and priorities. I think this is really important and it's hard to do. Shout out to Erica DeRemo, our friend at Two Piers, talking to her the other day about how hard it is to say no.
And oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, that you got to figure out what you want to do with your time and your life and who do you prioritize and what do you prioritize? And that's hard. How do you prioritize in your life?
You know, it's become a struggle for some time to figure out and make sure that I'm giving the right people the right amount of attention and the right amount of time. And so, but it's taken time to figure that out because I used to think that I had time to do everything and that I would always say yes to every opportunity that came along. And so now it's become a lot more focused. And I've realized that time is finite. We are only given so much time here on Earth. And so we have to make sure that what we're putting our efforts and our energy towards is what we want to be doing. And so I've had to really look inward and do a lot of soul searching a little bit to figure out who deserves the most of my time.
Yeah, that's a lot of introspective thinking. And I'm curious to know, could you expand on that more? Like, what does that mean to you exactly on when you look ahead at the years down the road and how you're prioritizing?
So I think that it comes down to my family, and I've kind of realized with my daughter that, you know, I only have really like a couple more years to be impactful in her life. I feel like by the time she's 11 or 12, she's going to be within her friends group, and my importance within her life is already going to be waning off through her teenage years. And so making sure that the time I spend with her when she's in the room, that I'm present with her. And so that is really important to me. And so it's like, okay, I need to put down the phone and listen to the story that she's telling me, even though it's the story from a 5.5-year-old that's rambling and it doesn't make any sense. And you're like, you know, okay, can we hurry this up? And I've taken time to breathe, you know, and just be present for her and understand that she's telling me the story that's really important to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that the work that we do within Women Offshore is really important. And so giving people the time to tell their story and to listen to their needs when they're saying, hey, I need help finding a job. You know, I'm here to listen to them and I want to help them. And so understanding what makes them tick and their goals and their priorities within their life is something that I really try to do. So that's where I've shifted my focus of making sure that I'm fully present when I'm engaged with people.
What I'm hearing is really the people who need you. You know, you're prioritizing them and seeing how you can best serve their needs and your own needs on top of it. And I think my situation is very similar now that I have a daughter. She's 11 months old, and she's amazing. I mean, the year's gone by so fast since she was born. And I just do everything I can for her. But then I have my career, and I have Women Offshore. And it's just a lot to prioritize. But ultimately, she comes first in my health, and I do what I can in all the other areas.
Yeah, no, I think that's important is when you say, hey, like, I have to take care of myself and do what's right for me, then that changes. And so for some people, they want to go out and make as much money as they possibly can. And that's their priority.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's great. You know, like, let's go do that if that's what it is. And I think that your priorities are going to change with time. And so don't look back and think, oh, man, my priorities are really misaligned, because it may have been fine at that time that that's what it was.
Right.
And now priorities have changed, and that's okay.
Right. Exactly. My priorities in my 20s looked a lot different than my priorities in my 30s, and that's okay. Yeah. So the next tip is about creating a schedule or a to-do list, and really encourage people and my team at work to harness AI and technology. So there are some great apps out there that can work with your calendar. I absolutely love, for Microsoft products, Viva Insights, because it is like having a virtual assistant in the Microsoft 365 package. You can really have it track all the stuff that you've said that you're going to do and list it in to do, you know, anything through email or Teams. There's my daughter, one of the priorities. So, you know, you can have it utilize all those emails and put them in to-do to showcase, hey, these are the things I need to stay on top of. So you might have told someone, hey, I'll get this to you next week, and then got distracted right away. But you can record that thanks to Viva Insights and to-do, which is a Microsoft task list, and really stay on top of things. So it's interesting. I'm able to really maximize my abilities and not drop very many balls at work. And then I don't really use those concepts in my personal life, and I probably should, just to stay more on top of things and more organized. But it's been a lifesaver harnessing technology. And if you don't have Microsoft 365, there are other really great apps out there. ClickUp is one of them that we love. It works well with Google, especially. So if you have Gmail and ClickUp, you can create a task, attach emails to it and documents, and really keep track of things very thoroughly. Set deadlines for yourself. That's really important to know that everything's accessible and that you know you're going to come back to it, because you'll get reminders whenever it's due. So one of the biggest lessons for me was by having a tracking system for the long list of to-dos I have, it frees up my brain space to then be able to really focus hard on whatever I need to do in the moment. I don't have to hold everything else inside. If someone asks me, then I will either pull up to-do and say, hey, let me find out for you, or let me pull up my tracking list so I make sure I tell you exactly what's going on. You know, you can talk to someone about what you're doing and why you're doing it if you need a few minutes to pull up that list so it doesn't look like you didn't know what was happening or what's going on, but it will just show them that you are keeping track of a lot of things. And it's a good thing in the end. I think sometimes we try to be really quick, at least I do, to answer someone. And I would rather take a little bit of time and be 100% right, then give them an answer that's maybe not all the information, or maybe there's new information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having a place to store all that information really frees up some brain power to be able to use that elsewhere. And I think that goes a long way in being able to execute and then get things off your trackers.
Yeah. I recently read this interesting quote that said, what is important is usually not urgent, and what is urgent is usually not important.
Yeah.
And so if we can make sure that we're paying attention to the important things, and if it's the important things are usually our long-term goals and what we're our projects that we're working on, and those aren't going to be urgent. You know, those are the things that are long-term that we're working on. And so when someone comes to you with the urgent problem right away, it might be less urgent and it might be something that you can delegate. And so do you want to skip to delegation? Because I think in your role, that's something that you have to be good at. And I'm learning how to delegate still.
Yeah. So I think delegating is hard. It's hard to trust that someone will get it done. And when I delegate, I like to delegate within a tracker. So like the to-do, Microsoft to-do task tracker, or ClickUp as a task tracker. When you delegate within a tracking system, it helps keep everyone accountable, and it also helps everyone get on the same page with what needs to be done. And then if you are maybe a little bit anxious about the other person doing their fair share, or even about you, and you want to make sure that you have the right plan going forward that aligns with your teammate or whoever it is, you have that resource, that tracker, the to-do list or ClickUp, whatever you're using to really center on.
And once again, it's freeing up that brain space so you can focus on the real task at hand and not just be stressed out about, is the work that you delegated getting done or not?
Yeah, yeah. And then you can build in with a lot of these systems multiple reminders. So, you know, if you need a reminder for yourself to go check in with the person, that's good. Because you don't want to micromanage, but following up and saying, hey, I just want to check to see how you're doing. Do you need any help with this? It's a really good way to kind of checking in
it's
on the
communication.
Person.
Yeah, I think it's like upholding your communication and not letting something slide, because I think that a lot of people assume that if you're not checking in, that you might not feel it's important. And then it could, you know, they're not going to understand that it's something that is important to you that you're wanting them to get done.
Yeah. And same with like task tracking as well as delegating. One of the most important things is consistent follow-up. So setting expectations that, hey, we're going to follow up in 2 weeks. Or like with my team at work, every Friday we have our weekly wrap-up call where we go through our tasks and we look at what do we have to do next? What have we actually completed? And we clean up our lists. And that's really important to stay on top of it that way. You don't just like set that list and walk away forever. You come back to it and you need to have that as like a scheduled follow-up. I think that's really important. And since I do it with my team, the delegation naturally flows into that. And anything that I've assigned to someone, it then gets assigned to them, right? And in the app.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about time blocking. This is kind of a new term that I think that people are getting used to. And so in my opinion, what time blocking means is just taking your time and focusing on one thing at a time. Is that the best description of it?
So I've been doing time walking for a little while and like, cause a manager had taught me a while ago, like, Allie, in the corporate world, you need to block out your calendar. And so Viva Insights, going back to that as a useful resource, asked me, like, the first day I opened Viva Insights on Microsoft, can I block out some of your calendar to use as focus time?
Yes.
And yeah. So it looked at my calendar, saw where are my meetings and where could I get work done, and even gave me a lunch hour and everything. And I literally just pressed a button and it blocked out all these times in my calendar. And if I need to, I'll schedule a meeting within those times, but no one else can just like put a meeting in my calendar. And then right. That's when I get my work done. And I'll use some days to focus on certain things that I'm working on at work. Yeah, it's blocking out is really important. You kind of have to protect your time. Like going back to a point you told me and how precious time is, it's a commodity that we really need to protect. And that's part of why we're having this conversation today is how do you get the most out of your time management? And so protecting it, blocking out your schedule for what you need to do is really important.
I think that a lot of women are told that they're really good at multitasking.
Yeah. Right?
But the science is out now, I think, that like we are way better. All our human brains are way better at just focusing on one thing
yep.
and doing that well, and then changing our focus to the next thing and like quit trying to do everything at the same time.
Yeah, multitasking is a myth. And that women can do it better than men is... it's BS. Like, yeah, women are really good at handling a lot, but so are men. Yes. And we often will see something like that with just like an excuse to give women more administrative duties.
Yes. Yeah.
And let's not do that, people. Let's not do that. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Allie, we all have to take a break too. At the end of the day, or midway through, mm-hmm. we have to build in breaks for ourselves. We have to care for ourselves. And that has to be a part of our time management strategy.
Right. That's tip number 5, right? Take a break.
Yes.
And prioritize self-care. It's so important. And I totally ran myself down last week to the point where I had no energy when 4th of July weekend came around, and I spent 2 days in bed, like sick. Oh. And I just had overdone it. I had been studying for an exam. I passed my exam, which was great, but I ran my immune system into the ground, it felt like, and all this other stuff piled up. And yeah. a lot of stuff at Women Offshore piled up. And if you're waiting for me to email you back, I'm really sorry. You're going to get an apology email from me, and I will be getting back to you very soon. I actually had to ask someone on our team at Women Offshore to like help me organize my email. And now it's beautiful, except for today it like literally piled up and I have like 100 emails. But yeah, you know, it, like everything just got so overwhelming last week. And I headed into the weekends, like I feel like even though a weight has been lifted off my shoulders because I, you know, passed my exam, I have all these other weights still sitting on my shoulders and they feel heavier than ever because I haven't been able to get to this stuff. So what did I do? Nothing. I prioritized my self-care. I watched movies, relaxed, had some tea, took some medication when I needed it, spent time with my family when we established I didn't have COVID. And then I came back Monday morning, which I had off from the job that pays me, and hit it hard, knocking out Women Offshore stuff, got my email all cleaned up. Like my inbox said 0 items. However, my follow-up folder said I had like 100 to get to, but I've been whittling that away. And then got a bunch of stuff knocked out for the conference, for the inclusion summit, working ahead on Kajabi, which is something none of our listeners know about, but, you know, like did a lot of stuff and it felt so good, right? Because I prioritized self-care and I took a break to come back to it when I was energized and felt like I had the capacity to handle it.
Mm-hmm. So important that it's a part of the schedule, right? And that we give ourselves the rest that we need. And everyone's different. I love getting 9 hours of sleep every night.
And I can. Who doesn't?
I can function on 6 hours, but I don't enjoy it. And, you know, I think a little bit of my brain works better at 4 a.m., but it's also cold and dark, and I don't really enjoy waking up at 4 a.m. anymore, you know? And so there's definitely a time and a season where you can change your mentality of how you use your time. And so, and I think going back to my one point was what your priorities were originally are going to be different than what they are now, and that's okay. And so
yeah,
give yourself some leniency for changing your priorities. And if it is mean sleeping and watching movies for a day, then that's what it needs to be.
Right? Like so many times coming back from offshore and being like, I'm just going to hibernate for like, if I was gone for like 4 months,
yeah,
I'm just going to hibernate for a couple weeks. No one's going to see me, but they haven't seen me in 4 months. So, you know, like they can hold on a little bit longer and just going to relax and get back on a normal sleep schedule and catch up on all the Netflix I missed.
Yeah, no, those things are important too. It's good for your mental health to be able to understand that, you know, your time is limited, but it also needs to be enjoyed. And it's not just something that needs to, you don't have to be pushing every minute of every day to maximize everything. It's here to be enjoyed.
Yeah, one of my big takeaways from this conversation is that people have to do what's best for them and how they prioritize what they do to create a schedule or a task list. If they're going to practice time blocking, do what's best for your life, your schedule, learning how to delegate. You know, maybe you don't even have the option to delegate to anyone in whatever role you're in, but often there is someone to go ask to help. And there's nothing wrong with that. And when you see that you can accomplish so much more when you delegate, it's going to set you and your team up for success. And then taking breaks and prioritizing self-care for everyone, that looks a little different. But I think this is a great topic that maybe we should explore further in other ways. And I appreciate you recording it with me.
Thanks so much, Allie.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel Women Offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.